Back to questions and answers now. Assalamu alaikum, Malam. May Allah increase Malam in knowledge. And may Allah continue to increase us also in understanding and ability to practice what we've been learning. Please, Sheikh, can one with a good intention commit a crime in court, just like that of, just like the instance of Yusuf alayhi salam, who plugged the golden bowl into Binyamin's sack? Can one do something like that today?
Well, you see, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was, is, and remains Allah's prophet. So he was acting under a divine injunction. You are not such one, are you? You are not. So you cannot make such a plot unless if there is a compelling necessity. If there is a barura, okay. Exactly. So otherwise you cannot deliberately commit a plot like this to, you know, inflict harm on somebody that turns out to be innocent. Yeah, Prophet Yusuf, like you've heard, was Allah's messenger, was Allah's prophet. But in case there is something compelling, as a scholar, as a fatwa given, giver, depending on the situation, that can be possible. Wallahu alam.
Sorry. A follow up to this question is Yusuf alayhi salam, both prophet and rasul, or one of the two?
He was prophet and a rasul. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Sheikh. So, Malam, I want a clarification of this misconception on the people termed Al-Azbat. Some people say they are the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, some said they are not. Please, Malam, what is the correct position?
I think we talked about this previously. Al-Azbat were his brothers, of course, sharing the same father, but they are not prophets. I know.
Assalamu alaikum, Alam. I think this is from my sister. She's asking, can I take drugs to prevent the observation of menstrual cycles so as to complete my fast days?
The answer is yes, if you want to. But, but you have to be very careful. If it is believed it can cause you harm, don't do this. And this fatwa is based on a fatwa given by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. May Allah mercy on him. A lady asked him, can she use drug to stop her blood from coming out so as to go around Kaaba for her final tawaf? The answer was yes. But, you know, if you do it persistently, the chances of causing you some harm are there. Yeah, Allahu Alam.
Especially more than that, they say, especially this menopause, it can quicken the menopause.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Alam. The shirts or t-shirts I sometimes wear have logos of human beings, animals, etc. Please, what is the Islamic ruling on such attire?
The Islamic ruling is try and avoid it. Try and avoid it. I know the youth, you know, youthful exuberance. He wants to wear what his age mates are wearing. He wants to show that he is the young man of the time. But in the process, you are wearing things carrying the pictures and logos of even Catherine, you don't know. So, to me, I will recommend you stop it. But I'll say it's haram. But wear what will prevent you from being looked down upon by some people. Okay? Especially if you want to go to prayer, you avoid any kind of wear that has these logos that can easily attract the attention of people praying beside you or behind you or whatever. Try to avoid such things. I know as you grow old, you will not wear it. Now at your prime time because of youthful exuberance. But I want to tell you, you are building your future from today by acting well. In a typical society like ours, if somebody says he wants to give you his daughter in marriage and you love the daughter, well, he asks you to come, he wants to just examine you, Do you go and appear before him in this kind of appearance? In a typical house of learning system or setup? You got to go and change and the like. So I am saying, if people have a convention that does not conflict with Sharia, you use it, you abide by the dictate of such convention. Wallahu ta'ala alam.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum alam. This brother want to get clarification on some du'as, about three. One, he said, Alam, please, what is the correct position of this statement? Ya salam, salimna min an-nar. Hasbuna, he said, whether this is authentic too, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, that you should recite it 7 times in the morning and in the evening. And Allahumma ajirni min an-nar 7 times in the morning and in the evening. Whether this, these two, whether they are authentic, then this one too, he said, whether it is correct for somebody to say, Ya salam, salimna min an-nar.
I think you have to take it one by one. But before then, let me answer, you know, a similar question that was asked yesterday about a hadith or an expression. Al-ajalatu, you remember? What did I say yesterday? Okay, at-ta'anni min Allah wal-ajalatu nistam. The hadith is Hassan. It's Hassan. But there is one scholar, Al-Asam al-Ta'i, that used to say it. That if you say it, Al-Ajala, that is, you know, if you are so hasty. Being hasty is a mark of being satanic, A'udhu Billah. Unless on 3 or 5 things. Settling your date, quickly giving the hand of your daughter in marriage if she reaches the age of poverty. But these are not the prophetic saying. Okay? His saying is at-ta'anni min Allah wal-ajala min ash-shaytan. That's all. That's the hadith. But other saying is saying of al-Asam al-Ta'i, after looking at it, he said, well, to be hasty and to quicken things, do not characterize a good Muslim, unless on 5 things. These are his statements, okay? Back to this question. Ya salam salimna min an-nar. You see, Ya salam. Who is as-salam? Allah is as-salam. Meaning he is the peace. He is the tranquility. That is his name. So, oh Allah, I ask you to save me from the hellfire. Ordinarily, this is good. There is no harm. But don't tell me it is a prophetic hadith. You can say it, fine, good, acceptable, okay. Don't say, however, it is a prophetic what? Hadith. That is settled. The second question said what? Did you hear him talking?
Sir?
Second question is what?
7 times morning and evening.
What I know in a hadith that is at least Hassan is Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu huwa rabbul arsh, and 7 times. This is authentic or at least sound. Otherwise, you can say Hasbuna Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Alladhina qala lahum an-nas inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imanan wa qalu Hasbuna Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel fanqalabu bi ni'ma in surah Ali Imran. If you keep on saying this, Allah is enough for me. That is okay. So this one you can say 7 times in the morning as well as in the evening. The second one, Hasbi Allah. That is the wording, Hasbi Allah.
No.
We're talking about Hasbi Allah. It is some scholars saying, well, you are praying alone. What about your family?
No.
What about the Muslim Ummah? Hence, they add Hasbunallah to carry the Muslim Ummah along.
No.
But originally, it is Hasbi Allah. Just like Al Qunut in Al Witr, originally it is Allahumma Hadini. Now it's not Allahumma Hadina fi man hadait. It's because of the Muslim Ummah, that's all. But the one I know is with singularity and a plurality, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. O Hasbi Allahu, la ilaha illa huwa, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul ashadim. It is a guarantee for anybody that is in fear. Aynam.
Wa iyyakum.
Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Oh Allah, save me from hellfire. 7 times. I have never come across this as a hadith, but it's a good prayer as well. If you come across, you can benefit us. Wallahu alam.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Although this is a very lengthy narration, and we have always advised brothers that we shouldn't be writing very lengthy treaty like this, because this is too lengthy. This is not a school. Please try as much as you can to see that you make you summarize it and concise, so that your points will be captured. So what I can understand from here, Malin, is he finds it difficult to wake up in the morning, even though he makes some du'as. And I mean that any time he wants to wake up, it's as if somebody is pressing him down. So this is what he wants an explanation for. What can Malin advise him to do? Well, before Malin talk, I hope you don't have malaria.
The one pressing you down is Satan. Innahu shaitan. And maybe you have not been observing your adhkar. If you have been observing your adhkar, ayat al-kursi, qul huwa Allah, birabbil falaq, birabbil nas, I trust this difficulty will easily be overcome. Secondly, maybe you have eaten too much. If you eat too much and lie down, you sleep, you just keep on snoring, you hardly wake up. The ulama say, إِذَا امْتَلَأَ الْبَطَنُ نَامَ الْفِكْرُ. When the stomach is filled up, the common sense goes into coma, sleeping. Thirdly, you have to watch something negative. I'm not saying so, but it's also bad on your bearing. And fourthly, you are sleeping late. Create time to sleep early if you want to wake up early. A normal human being should have a good 6 hour sleep or 7. For making you rejuvenated and you will be healthy inshallah ta'ala. But as for you have been hearing or witnessing or feeling something is pressing you down, whenever you have this, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim. Min shaitanir rajim. Min hamzihi wa nafhi wa nafasihi. Inshallah ta'ala. If you want to sleep, perform ablution. These are steps, inshallah, if taken and maintained and adhered by, there are chances of overcoming such a situation, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah help all of us.
Assalamu alaikum. What is the authenticity of these names? Amatul Rahman, Rumaysa, Ramla, Anisa.
The correction is not Amatu. It is wrong to say Amatu. It is Amatu. Because it is A. Amatu is the female version of Abdu. Abdullah, female, you say Amatullah. Abdul Rahman, ahin. Amatul Rahman. Don't say Amatul Rahman. It's wrong. It is Amatul Rahman. Amatul Mannan. Amatul Wahhab. Amatul Kareem. Dawalaik. 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 Okay? So the name is good because it carries a good meaning. As you go back to Allah, servant of Ar-Rahman, the bounteous or the beneficent Allah. Al-Karim, the bounteous one. Rumaysa is another good name. Rumaysa is the beautiful diminutive of Ramsa. You say Rumaysa. We have an important Muslim lady, a Sahabiya. Her name is Rumaysa bint Milhan, the mother of Anas ibn Malik. Okay? Her name is Rumaysa. Some say Rumaysa, some say Sahala, but popularly her name is Rumaysa. So the name is good. But how do we write it? It's Ra'un bil Dhamma, Mimun Fatha, Ya'un bil Sukun, Sadun bil Fatha wal Madda. Rumaysa bil Sad, not bil Sin. Some write with Sin. The third one is what? Ramla. Ramla is another good name, because it's the name of one of the Prophet's wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You say Ramlatu or Rumayla, if it is diminutive like Rumaysa or Rumayla. So it's a good name. Again, Anisa or Unaysa. This is another good name. There was a lady that fought gallantly in the battlefield during the battle of Badr, I think, Badr. The Prophet said, when I look right and left, I will see her fighting. Her name is Anisa bint Ka'b Ummu Ammara. So the name is a good name. And Anisa means somebody keeping her husband company. Unlike Samira, we don't like it. If you hear the name of Samira, you'll say, wonderful, I cannot name my daughter by the name Samira. Okay? Any other question?
These are the repeated questions that we've been carrying. So the Imam has been answering year in, year out. Questions like Salat al-Tasbih, how is it performed? What's the difference between Taraweeh and Tahajjud? These questions Malang have been answering over and over. And this person said, please, how can a person ask for forgiveness from Allah? So maybe we can...
Well, you see, the issue of Salat al-Tasbih, we even answered this question. Time with that number here. But let me say again, Salat al-Tasbih is da'if. Though some scholars declared sahih, but under critical observation, employing strict methods of the ulama of hadith, the hadith is shazun, irregular. Because number one, it stands against other kinds of prayers. Its nature, its modus operandi and the like are not like what other prayers are. So because of these and other reasons, it is declared not sahih. So just busy yourself with the normal ones than Salat al-Tasbih. But concerning Taraweeh and Tahajjud, they are one and same thing. Just nomenclature. If you say Tahajjud, any prayer you offer after you have woken from sleep. Allah says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَفَىٰ أَنْ يَبَتْكَ مَكَمُودًا. In the night, wake up and pray. If after sleeping you wake up, that is tahajjud. It is called Taraweeh because after each and every four rak'at, you just wait and rest. Taraweeh. It is called Salatul Layl. It is called Qiyam Ramadan. We call it Salat Asham. Asham is the Kanuri expression, meaning fasting. Isn't it? Kanuri say Asham, Nda Asham, Glazoro. Even to, for example. So it tell you Asham, that's the meaning there. So we say Salar Asham, and some say Salar Aniya. Another word for Azmin, Hausa Aniya. It's another Hausa. Okay. So what you just take is that Taraweeh is the name. Qiyamul is the name. No difference. You offer only 8 units, and not more than that. During the night, the last 10 days, you suspend it. Take it to the night there, so during the last 10 days, like I was saying, you just pray the 8 rak'at, the Salatul Isha, and then you wait for the coming, for the arrival of the late night, then you wake up. Otherwise, you will go against the clear teaching of the hadith of Aisha and Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, that he used to offer only 11 rak'at or 13, but they have to be lengthy comparatively. How it is clear? So that not any difference between Taraweeh and what? Tahajjud. Just nomenclatural convenience. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wa bi tawfiq. Yes, what you do for Allah to forgive you is just to be remorseful. You regret what you did previously. And then you make determination. You will never go back again to any act of sinful behavior. And you give up what you're doing instantly. These are the ways. And similarly, you should be doing nawafil, nafila, giving sadaqah, reading the Quran, visiting the graveyards, respecting your parents, being truthful, being honest, sincere, being humble, okay, being accessible as a leader, being consultative, being trustworthy, reliable, honest, sincere. These are important words that can definitely bring you near and near to Allah as somebody repenting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lana, Allahumma arhamna, Allahumma afu anna, Allahumma ja'alna min ibadika salihin, Allahumma ja'alna min ibadika salihin, Allahumma rizqna rizqan halalan tayyiban wasi'a ya arhamar rahimin, Allahumma shfi marda al-muslimin, Allahumma ighfir li jami'i mawta al-muslimin alladhina shahidu lak bil-wahdaniyya ya rabbal alamin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.